Well, this is one of those special Sundays where it's really special to say welcome to worship. So it is the last Sunday of Advent. That's why we're still wearing purple. That will be changed to white for Christmas Eve. But it's a joyous time today, even as we celebrate and observe the very last Sunday of Advent that makes final preparations for the big night and the big day. So welcome to worship, welcome to Mayflower. And I forgot to say this, good morning. Okay. Just a few reminders. I'd like to thank all of the bell ringers who went out to the Meridian Mall. And who were you? Everybody went out there and rang the bell. All right. Thank you very much for doing that. I told one of our, how many of you remember the bungee setup right there? For one of our members that I'd pay big money to see that person in the bungee outfit there. I don't think it really happened.
Don't hold your
breath. I hear that person laughing right now.
Don't hold your breath.
And if you've never been here before on a Christmas Eve, you're in for a treat. And choir and other participants have worked hard to prepare that service for the congregation, as well as our neighborhood. It is a community ecumenical Mayflower celebration on Christmas Eve, and if your plans don't take you elsewhere, it'll be our joy and our gift to you to have you there for that service. And then there's a little flyer in your bulletin. We get, every church, I think, that observes Advent gets a kind of a longing for Christmas carols. And if you're looking for that, next Sunday is going to be Christmas carols all the way. Of course, you'll hear those on Christmas Eve also. But next Sunday will be a very special event regarding Christmas carols. And that involves you. So write some of them down if you want your favorite to be sung next week. It'll be a whole service of Christmas carols. I'll leave the rest of that for a surprise. Well, it's no surprise to any one of us, I wouldn't think, that God is here and God is with us. That's what Advent is all about. We look forward to being here when Emmanuel, God, is with us. Let us now worship.
Frozen beneath the chilling breath of winter, a spotless rose blooms. Against the harsh surroundings, its beauty unfolds, one petal at a time. The winter rose is born so that the garden might be restored.
Thank you. Good morning.
Good morning.
Please join me in the call to worship. Christmas is a time of anticipation.
We can hardly wait.
Christmas is a time of giving.
We are ready to receive.
Christmas is a time for hope and promise.
We are looking for it.
Yes, we are looking for it.
Could it be?
Is it there?
Let us come and see. Let us open ourselves to the wonder of it all.
Join me in the opening prayer. O Lord, we come this morning tired from rushing around and tired of trying to meet the demands and expectations of the season. Slow us down. Help us center our thoughts. Restore in us a childlike wonder and a belief that dreams really do come true. We call on your name. Be with us, and in us, Emmanuel. Amen.
Please be seated.
The New Testament reading is from, on page 116 in the New Testament of the Pew Bible, you will find today's first reading from Romans chapter 1, verses 1 through 7. In the first verses of his letter to the church in Rome, Paul's opening statement begins the connection of the gospel of Christ with the narrative of God's promises in the Holy Scriptures, what we know as the Old Testament. This connection is helpful in trying to resolve the early church conflict between Jews and Gentiles. Paul's emphasis reminds us of what the gospel is to all people. Through faith in the power of the gospel and the ministry of Christ, hear now these words. Paul, a servant of Jesus Christ, called to be an apostle, set apart for the gospel of God, which he promised beforehand through his prophets in the Holy Scriptures. the gospel concerning his son, who was descended from David according to the flesh and was declared to be the Son of God with power according to the Spirit of holiness by resurrection from the dead, Jesus Christ our Lord, through whom we have received grace and apostleship to bring about the obedience of faith among all the Gentiles for the sake of his name, including yourselves who are called to belong to Jesus Christ. To all God's beloved in Rome who are called to be saints, grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Those who have ears to hear, let them hear.
Can you believe it's the fourth Sunday of Advent? It seems just the other day it was the first Sunday. Time goes so fast for some of us, but when we were kids, oh my goodness, it took a year, it seemed. Today we light the first three candles of Advent. The candles of hope, peace, and joy. And one way to remember joy, it's a formula for wonderful things that can happen in our lives to give us real joy. When you take the first letter of joy, and it's for Jesus, the second for others, and the third is yourself. If you keep that formula for life, you will have joy. Now we light the fourth Sunday. This is candle for love. Jesus demonstrated his self-giving love in thinking of others and sharing with others. It is time to love as God loved us by giving us his most precious gift. God is love. Let us also love. In the book of Moses in the Old Testament, he spoke about God's gift. For the Lord our God is God of gods and Lord of lords and great God, mighty and awesome, who is not partial and takes no bribe, who executes justice for the orphans and the widows, and who loves the strangers, providing them food and clothing. You shall also love the stranger, for you were strangers in the land. And our church shows love by what Moses talked about doing at that point. We do show love to strangers. And then from the Gospel of John in the New Testament, he says, I give you a new commandment. Of course, Moses gave lots of commandments. But John says, I'm going to give you a new commandment, that you love one another, just as I have loved you. You also should love one another. By this, everyone will know that you are my disciples, if you have love one for the other. Let us pray. Teach us, Lord, to love. May we always remember to put you first as we follow in Christ's footsteps, that we may know your love and show it in our lives as we prepare for our celebration of Jesus' birth. Also fill our hearts with love for the world, that we all may know your love and the one whom you have sent, your Son, our Savior. Amen.
If you didn't know, and you're a visitor here today, that's a mother and her son. Thank you. And thank you to all of our folks that have joined in doing this beautiful thing for Advent. Advent reminding us of all the things that God has given to us that we pass along to one another. Now, you may be aware, if you've been here, that you are not going to have a sermon today, and I hope that I don't hear a big sigh of relief. But I do have a Christmas card that I would like to share with the congregation. And it's my Christmas card to each one of you. It would be nice and within my desire to write a personal Christmas card and letter to each person in the Mayflower family. Time and circumstance do not allow. So here is my verbal Christmas card to this congregation this morning. And as a pastor, I will call you my congregation. My heart is full of joy as I approach the third Christmas shared with the Mayflower Congregational Church. Now, I would be the first to say that I've had a full and rich life, and I have been blessed beyond measure. But I have never before experienced the kind of blessing and joy I have received since I have become your pastor. You have given me such love and support as I have never been given previously in any church, whether I have served as a lay participant or in a pastoral role. All of those churches have been wonderful, but there is just something about Mayflower. And to be honest with you, I cannot totally explain it, but I can feel it and I know it. And it is rooted in what we all believe is at the heart of the gospel message, and we've just heard it. It is called love, love which has no conditions, no prerequisites, and no limits. But after 30 months, that love has deepened and has been enriched by the many experiences that we have shared together, pastor and people. It is also a love which is reflected in the life of the one who is the head of our church, Jesus Christ, the one who is preached from this pulpit every Sunday. And it is also being preached today without a sermon from the choir loft, the lectern, and from the pews. It not only travels from pulpit to pew, but it travels in the opposite direction from pew to pulpit. And I want you to know that. It also travels in many other directions, from the bedside in a hospital, from around a table of food, on the 18th hole of the golf course, in homes, at a concert, memorial service, and the list goes on and on. And while I answer to most anything, I feel that love especially when I hear the words, Pastor Mark. It is special and it is treasured. At this Christmas occasion, I want to say something very simple, yet so very profound. Merry Christmas, Mayflower, and have a dandy new year. With all my love at Christmas, your pastor, Pastor Mark.
Amen.
Oh, yes, we are going to take an offering. You get without a sermon. But we are going to have the offering. And with that, in the spirit of giving, we'll ask our ushers to come forward and receive our tithes and offerings.
Thank you.
Holy One of Israel says, the rain and the snow come down from heaven. They water the earth, causing it to bud and flourish. In the cold of winter, you will be like a well-watered garden. Your Redeemer, the Rose of Sharon, will come to Zion. Blessed are all who wait for him.
It's time for the doxology. 563 is the number. Would you stand, those that can?
Praise God, the Son.
Please be seated. It's time for our pastoral prayer. Just a reminder, we do have friends and guests with us today. So I will offer a pastoral prayer, and then I will pause, and if you'd like many others, to say out loud the first name of a person or persons that you'd like God to remember as you lift up that name along with others. Feel free to do that as I will pause. And they will close the Lord's Prayer together using the words debt and debtor. Let us pray. Lord, we have waited. We have hoped. We have anticipated. And we have prayed for peace. Help us to know, Lord, that those prayers, in God's own time, in God's own way, have been answered and are being answered, especially as we open our hearts to the peace of God which passes all understanding. And so with the peace that has come to our hearts, may we go into this world even during this Christmas week with the anticipation of friends and family. May we know that we are and shall be peacemakers in this troubled world. Help us to know and believe, O God, that our peacemaking can and will bring peace to others. And finally, in God's own time, God will bring peace to this world. And Lord, help us to remember that so much of that depends on us. We operate with God in covenant, bringing peace to a troubled, needy world. Thank you, Lord, for that peace that comes to us in our hearts. And as we join together in congregation, we thank you that we can offer our collective words of praise and hope and anticipation of that peace which will come to you. And Lord, we also bring our needs of people who need peace in their lives, peace in their hearts, and peaceable healing in their bodies. Hear now these names, O Lord. Yes. Lord, bring peace, bring healing, bring remembrance to our hearts that we might be faithful in our prayers and in our caring and our support and most of all, our love. Thank you for loving us enough to know, Lord, that when we don't exactly know what to say, we have been taught to pray, and we now pray your prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever.
The birth of Jesus is replete with contrast. a Christ child sent from the riches of heaven is born into the household of a poor carpenter. Though he possesses the universe, no one grants him shelter, and he is laid in a manger. The bread of life laid to sleep in a feeding trough. And although he was long awaited, his birth would go unnoticed were it not for a chorus of angels rousing shepherds from their slumber. Terrified at first, the shepherds are awestruck by the sight and sound of these heavenly beings. Against a backdrop of dazzling light, their unearthly singing is a call to joy, their wings stirring up an infectious rhythm. Captivated by the song, the shepherds are led in a jubilant rush toward the stable. Unexpectedly, these tenders of sheep dance into the very presence of God's own Lamb.
Glory to God.
On page 1 in the New Testament of the Pew Bible, you will find today's second reading from Matthew chapter 1, verses 18 through 25. Only two of the four Gospels tell the birth story of Jesus. Luke has the most traditional rendering of the birth of Christ, with no room at the inn, swaddling clothes, and a manger. Matthew gives us the story of the wise men, and here gives a deeply personal perspective concerning the dilemma of Joseph and how it is resolved. Hear now these words. Now the birth of Jesus, the Messiah, took place in this way. When his mother Mary had been engaged to Joseph, but before they lived together, she was found to be with child from the Holy Spirit. Her husband Joseph, being a righteous man and unwilling to expose her to public disgrace, planned to dismiss her quietly. But just when he had resolved to do this, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary as your wife, for the child conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will bear a son, and you are to name him Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins. All this took place to fulfill what had been spoken by the Lord through the prophet. Look, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and they shall name him Emmanuel, which means God is with us. When Joseph awoke from sleep, he did as the angel of the Lord commanded him. He took her as his wife, but had no marital relations with her until she had borne a son, and he named him Jesus. Thanks be to God.
Well, it's exciting to be here on what we refer to as Christmas Sunday, but an additional excitement for our church this morning is that we are going to welcome into our fellowship 11 new members, 9 of whom are here today, and 2 others will be acknowledged at a later time. Lockie Champlin, who's a regular with us, wasn't feeling well. She couldn't play bells the other day and obviously is not feeling well today, so our prayers are with her. Nancy Wells, who is also coming in, and many of you know her, again, will be acknowledged. She had family obligations today. So the other 9, I would like to ask to come forward now, which would include Ruth Berry, Marcia Hacker, Tom Hacker, Beverly Miller, Lillian Swade, Gail Sawyer, Marjorie Cook, Jamie Keller, and Justin Steep. I'll get it center stage, folks. Face, oh, one thing. If you haven't already, I'm sorry, bring your liturgy with you. Might want to get it back in the pew. My fault. My frog is coming at the wrong time. Just call me Kermit. Yeah, come this way a little bit, Gail, and we'll make room for everybody so the congregation can get a look at this fine group of people up here today. All right, fair enough. Bev, just if you can curl around there, and there you go. People like to see your smile. All right, and our lay leader is Sue Mott, and head of our deacons is Ann McClellan over here, and they are joining with. And I want to tell you that these people standing before you today are all approved candidates to be received into full membership of the Mayflower Congregational Church. Congratulations. Each has demonstrated and expressed their faith in Christ, their love for God, and their love for others in their own way, with their own understanding, and exercising their own personal conscience. Some of these people are transferring their membership from another church or tradition. Others are being received by affirmation or reaffirmation of faith, and they are known to many of you and are already a part of our Mayflower family. We therefore ask just one question of them, but it's packed full of stuff, and so we'll ask all of you to take what you have in your bulletin so we can follow along, and we will be reaffirming the same question for ourselves. right, everybody good? All right, since I'm going to address them, I'll face them as they face the congregation. And here's the question. Seeking membership in this church, do you accept the religion of love and service that Jesus taught and lived? To love God and to love your neighbor as yourself. To make the Spirit of Christ dominant in your relationships, also recognizing that we are all human. We make mistakes and sometimes need to be forgiven and to offer forgiveness to others. Do you therefore covenant together with all the members and friends of Mayflower Church to prayerfully promote harmony, faithfulness, and unconditional love, accepting a share in its privilege and duties, insofar as you able, God being your helper, and if so, say, I do.
I do.
Okay. You're in. All right. But now there is a response that we have, and so we're going to ask those that can to please stand in solemn covenant with these folks to recognize that we have a responsibility. So the Mayflower response, and then we will read our church covenant together. Would you give the response with me? We rejoice with each of you, and we joyfully receive you into membership and fellowship. We pledge our Christian love as you have promised us. We humbly pray to God that both you and we may be true to this covenant forever. Through Jesus the Christ. Amen. And now we're going to repeat our Mayflower Church covenant together. We are banded together as a Christian church to maintain the worship of God, to proclaim the gospel of Christ, to develop a sense of our relationship and duty to God and our fellow persons, and to be an inspiration for love, truth, and passion for righteousness and enthusiasm for service. To this end, we pledge our loyalty to Christ and covenant with each other to strive to express Christ's spirit in our individual and corporate lives, to live together as Christians, and to submit ourselves to the government of this church, working, giving, praying for its increase, its purity, its peace, and seeking in every way to make it a power for the building up of the kingdom of God. All right, congregation, you've done your part. You may be seated. You've done your part today, but that's the only the beginning, right? Okay. Now, I would like to, first of all, have lay leader and head of deacons congratulate all these people by shaking their hands, and then I will do the same, and afterwards, they will pick up their membership certificates, and I would like you to ask at least one of these people to show you the membership certificate, because it's a personalized, full 8.5 by 11 certificate on a beautiful parchment paper, and the artwork and the personalizing was done by none other than Kim Finnison, so we appreciate that. And Beverly. All right, folks, we have greater responsibility now with our covenant with each other. It's a joy to welcome these folks, and they'll be in the social hall with most of you, and if you have a chance, you can greet them back there. God bless each one of you and all of us. You may be returned to your seat or the choir loft or wherever.
rose continues to blossom. Its splendor revealed to all who embrace it. Spotless and perfect, its beauty is beyond compare. But all too soon, its season passes, and the rose prepares to die. The rose adorned with thorns stands in full bloom. One by one, the petals fall, blood red, upon the ground, as they are crushed beneath the feet of the crowd. The fragrance of redemption is released.
Oh,
And it's this: Merry Christmas, as we look forward to seeing many of you here on Christmas Eve. Peace on earth, goodwill to all.
You may be seated.
Stand and greet. Amen. Great. Yeah, you did it. Got it. No problem.